The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. And today, believe it or not, it's the 7th of June already. I mean, this has been the fastest year of my life. I've never seen anything move like this. And we're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong's on here every month, and I think he's going to be participating in a new project myself. David Whitley and Adam Glass are going to be doing together. We're going to give it a try and see what happens. It's going to be pretty interesting, but I'm waiting just for some confirmation because he lives in Texas and they've had all that flooding and one of his houses got damaged pretty bad. So when I talked to him last week, that's what he was trying to do, salvage anything he could and go from there. So I'm going to talk to him today and hopefully we'll find out what's going on, but we wish him the best, obviously. Also, too, unleash your strength and relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. This is Steven Santangelo. He's on here every month, too. What can I say? The guy is a wealth of knowledge, and he is very, very good on the show. If you want to get a hold of Steven, first thing you got to do is go out to primalcreations.com, or you can get him through Facebook at STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. He's got some of the greatest stuff out there, and I'll tell you right now, I'm trying to think exactly. I want to make sure I got it right. I think yesterday, I think he's still running the sale. He's running his Miracle Minerals, and they are phenomenal. And if you ever get to talk to them, we did a show on those, especially they go after your telomeres. And if you're not sure about telomeres, that's going to extend your life pretty well. And go out and check that out. And also, too, they're fantastic for a garden. I put them in my garden last weekend. I've never had beans coming through the ground already. I've already got carrots coming up. I mean, I've never seen this. The garden's approximately a little over a week old, and every time I'm looking at stuff, it's growing and growing. If you go out and look at his, I think he's got something on Facebook. He's got pepper plants that have grown 7 feet tall, and they yield like you wouldn't believe. So go out and check that out. Contact him. Tell him we sent you. I mean, this guy, he'll talk to you, and he will set you straight. So go out there and check it out. Also, too, till June 13th, we are teamed up with Atomic Athletic Company. So that's atomicathletic.com. Right now, there's a sale on his Bull Moose Rotating Thick Bar. This is a 2-inch bar that was selling for $329. It's on sale for $269. I've got a brand new one at the house, and the thing is absolutely awesome. Good quality and very easy to deal with. Actually, I've had a bicep tear. So stuff that doesn't revolve, I'm still careful with because there's times where it feels like the bicep kind of almost stops when I'm doing a curl or a reverse curl or something. I don't want any more problems with biceps, believe me. So go out and check that out. The link to this is 84 7/16, and the weight is 58 pounds. So go out to atomicathletic.com. Tell Roger we sent you. Also, too, on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. This is a free ebook. Download it. As I always say, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. This will do it for you, but you got to take action. Also, too, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. Those are my two biggest products to date. As I tell everybody, I'm looking out my office window right out to where we all train, my garage in the driveway. Everything is done there. Nobody Writes Our Content, and those are two programs that are very inexpensive that will definitely get you where you want to go. We've used that from building teenage football players, basketball players, to Dennis, who lost 43 pounds of pretty much diabetic fat on him. And I'm telling you right now, the stuff's all tested and proven, and I'll work with anybody on it. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and take a look into your life, where you want to be. You know, go after it and do the best you can. Well, today we got a good friend of the show. We got Brandi Holloman on here today, and she is the owner of Trilogy Performance Sports, and she's in Kentucky, which we were just talking about, you know, where I want to live and go and all that. And it's like, what? That's a beautiful place. She's also a trainer, and she's also a power lifter. And we're going to get into, she's been on here one time, and we're going to start now getting into some serious topics here. And, you know, as we do on this show, it could go anywhere. But we're going to talk about the attributes of a champion, and we're just going to go from there. So, Brandi, welcome to Motivation and Muscle.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
We're glad to have you back. Give everybody a bio about yourself. Obviously, I want you to give out your web address, anything that you feel is pertinent to what you're doing in your business, please.
Right. Everybody can find us on Facebook under Trilogy Performance Sports. And also, my phone number is listed on that page. I do a lot of stuff over the internet and through Facebook. But we do a lot of things, whether it's an adult or a kid, sports-specific training, all the way up through, you know, weight loss, fat loss, that type of thing, as well as the powerlifting. So we kind of have something for everyone. And, you know, I'm a former gymnast and cheerleader, and so we have things like that at the gym. And a lot of times I even do consults for that stuff. If somebody sends me a video, I can help critique their technique and find little problems. So I'm open to helping anybody with anything, and I just really enjoy it. But, yep, former gymnast, cheerleader, now a gym owner, and, you know, I'm a trainer and definitely a powerlifter. Definitely where my heart is.
That's awesome. Well, you know, this is cool because, you know, you train from young right all the way through, and this is gonna be a dynamite show with this, because you and I can both walk through a lot of age groups. And when we're talking about attributes of a champion, let's start out with the younger kids, obviously. Now, maybe initially they don't realize the whole deal that's happening, and I'm sure some do to some respect. But when you're looking, or, you know, I love the way you said you critique if they send you video or whatever. But let's talk about, you know, hand in hand here. What do you see with the younger kids coming in, whatever they want to do here? Okay, we can define weightlifting, but it doesn't matter, however you're comfortable with it. What do you see in someone before they open their mouth, if you're going to take them on and they're going to be part of your group? What is it you're looking for in these kids?
You definitely can see a kid doing and going through the motions, no matter if it's something with sports or weight training. You see, like, that look on their face. Yep. And you can see the kid that's determined to push themselves and to get it right and to achieve their goals versus the kids that's just going through the motion. And mm-hmm. then once you kind of have seen them train and get to where you're talking to them, you start learning their heart. And mm-hmm. that's where it really opens up, you know, to see if it's just going to be something fun that they do, or if they're truly going to excel at what they've chosen to do and be that elite athlete.
Well, okay, so now you've kind of made a determination, and you can see if they're really going to go with whatever the two of you have spoken about, you know, whether they're going to powerlifting, some type of gymnastics, maybe they want to do strongman, whatever it is, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, so you get to that point, you're saying, okay, this girl or guy, you know, I can only help them so much, but they don't seem like they lack what they need, you feel, at least at this point, to get to where they want to do. Do you hold on to them? Do you keep working with them, or do you just does it just kind of take care of itself where they're just going to drop out? How does that work with you?
Many times it will work itself out.
Yeah,
But many times there are kids out there that just haven't connected the dots, either from mind mm-hmm. to body, or they focus on one little thing that they're, you know, getting wrong over and over that's holding them back, instead of saying, you know, I've got to push through it and have mm-hmm. the right attitude and sometimes take a break that day. If it's just not happening, walk away for the day. And so you've kind of got to learn them to mentally train, and that will get them over the hump and going again. But then I've had parents, especially with gymnastics, that have expectations for their children, and their kid just isn't into it, but that parent pushes and pushes. And I'm one of those people, I will have that conversation with the parent and say, you know, your kid wants to go swim, or your kid wants to go do piano, or whatever that kid tells me that they're into and really want to do, but their parents are pushing them into the sport. And I say, you know, look, stop wasting your money. This is an expensive venture. Let them do what they have the heart for instead of making them miserable and frustrated every day coming in here having to work on stuff they don't want to do. So,
no, and I agree with that. But, you know something what's happened too, and you know from being, especially in everything that we're doing with the sport and everything around us. But did you ever notice now, and I got to be honest with you, I really can't watch sports anymore. Okay. Now I the only stuff, I'll be honest with you, when I have the time, if I can find it on CBS cable, I always search out no matter what time of day it is or at night. I want to see if I can find the old, you know, the old strongman.
Yes.
Old strongman. Okay. That's like a needle in a haystack. All right. I do like hockey because I love the abrasiveness of it, and just, you know, we're going to beat your ass no matter what. All right. And then I do like baseball still. And I'll tell you why, because a lot of people think baseball is boring, and it can be boring at times. But I'm, you know, like yourself, I mean, you're involved, obviously, with a team and power. And but when it comes down to it, you and I both know when you step under that bar to squat, or you go to do that big deadlift or the bench, they can be screaming at you all you want, but if you don't have the heart, and it's going to come down to you. That's what I try to tell people. And you and I both know when you step under that, it's you. I mean, I don't care if they're slapping you, ammonia, I don't care. Either you're making it or you don't, all right? So here's the thing is this. What's happened with me with baseball, I like that one-on-one. Okay, pitcher against batter. I mean, it's like, here's the deal. You're going to pop out, you're going to ground out, you're going to strike out, or you're going to hit something, whether it's a double, single, triple, or a home run. I mean, that's what I like about that. But you know something? I can't stand the team sports. I can't stand all the baloney that goes on the field now, and I don't enjoy it. It's like any of that stuff. Why do I got to hear an hour's worth of discussion about some guy that, you know, did this, and this, or this one wronged him? And all? I don't really care. What I want to see you do is I want to see you put the pedal to the metal, hit the floor running, and let's see what you got. And I think that's where we've lost that. And I think, and I want your comment on this. Obviously, I think parents have been sucked into this vortex so hard now. It's not the kid. It's them that are living like vicariously through the kid, or pushing them into something that they have no – I don't want to say ability, because I think everyone has ability, but some are better than others. That's a fact of life, even though we don't want to admit that anymore. But my brother-in-law is you know, a head varsity football coach besides a teacher, okay? It's a major suburban school, and I go to the games every now and then, you know, just to support him. But I can't stand them because the parents are worse than the kids on the field. And I've seen stuff where it was coming literally to like fisticuffs in the bleachers and in the screaming. And I'm saying to myself, I'd like to walk up and just grab that dude and throw him over the bleacher. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Tell me this, though. Do you think that this whole, you know, we know there's so much media now and everyone's got to have everything, bang, bang, bang. Has this really affected the way kids are, especially when they're coming into you? And like you made the comment with the parents, they're pushing it. Are the parents just so hell-bent on having that 1% child make it that they don't realize, in essence, that they could really be doing a lot of detriment to he or she?
I think they can. I will say different parts of the country I've lived in, some have been worse than others. Around here, being the small town that it is, it seems a little more balanced at times. With certain things, it's a little more extreme, I think, even than some of the larger cities. But I really feel that the parent that pushes, and doesn't hear the kid or expects them to do certain things has lost their grip on reality sometimes.
Yeah.
One, you know, it's going to negatively impact their child in that, one, that child's not going to communicate well with them because at some point they give up saying, you know, hey, mom or dad, I don't want to do this. And that can affect them with other things in life outside of the sports. They stop communicating with their parents because they know they're not going to respect them enough to listen to them. And and that bothers me. And then, you know, just that constant pushing when you don't want to do something, it wears on you. And to me, that can affect their self-esteem. And they feel like, you know, it may just be where they aren't good at something. You know, they you know, might be the average player and their parent expects them to be the star. And, you know, they always feel like they're failing. And kids want to have their parents be proud of them and love them and, you know, praise them. And when it's constantly that negative, that push that you're not doing good enough or you didn't do it right, do it again. It takes its toll on the kid. And it's just those types of things mentally take so long to get over, and some people never do. You know, they carry it into their relationships and adulthood, and they just never realize what the cause and effect was and how to fix it.
Well, you know what it is, too, in today's world, you know, and I'm glad you brought up the mental end because it's so damn important with everything. And I know there's a lot of new books out there and this and that, but I try to base everything conceptually off what's going on here, either at the gym or I, you know, as you know, I'm a talker. So it's like, I meet a lot of people outside, you know, I'm not shy. I have never been shy. And people come over and, you know, the typical question is, do you lift weights? And it's like, I've given some funny sarcastic answers, but I usually don't anymore because I'm hoping that they're interested enough where maybe they want to take a risk now.
Right.
All right. You know, and that's the idea of what you and I and everybody does, especially associated with the show is, you know, when I say that, you know, we're stewards of strength or ambassadors of strength, I feel we have an obligation too. It's not all about us. I mean, if we can go out and make our mark, why can't we share that mark with people and try to maybe influence them a little bit? Now, I'm not saying, you know, we got in this one day on a show. It was like, I'm not telling you to go out and try to be world's strongest man or an Eddie Cohn or anything like that. What I'm telling you is this. If you want to try that, good for you. I'm 100% behind you. But you know what? Maybe you want to be the guy or the gal that just feels good when they're walking down the street. Maybe you want to be the one in the neighborhood the people really admire, they come to when they need some help moving something, or the kid comes to you and says, you know, I'm getting picked on or whatever, could you teach me how to get a little stronger? Or maybe I just, you know, when you're talking self-esteem, when you're talking that vital picture of yourself, could you just help me out with this? And you know damn well that maybe they are suffering a little bit from that, and you can build them up, because you made a really good point there. You know, there's enough crap going on outside of us all the time, and it's just so prevalent now. And with all this 24/7 media, I mean, I choke on it. I can't stand it. Right? I stay away from it as much as I can. But you know, now we enter into relationships, and you wonder why you can't stay with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, because you've had so much damage done to you prior to this that every time you get into something that maybe is a little meaningful for you, you start doing things like convincing yourself it's not going to work or it's no good. Now, I've met a lot of people like that, and I'll tell you, unfortunately now, I would be a lot more giving or understanding, but I'm going to tell you right now, and I've learned this from the business, I cut them right off now.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, and people say, well, that's damn cruel, all right? But it's not, because you can't have multiple anchors dragging you down all the time. And when you're trying to do something that you feel is very relevant in your life, as much as you feel for them, I hate to say it, I know a lot of people like that, girls and guys, and you said it before, they never come out of it.
No.
Okay? Now, they might go and do the biggest fangled, you know, we're going to go and listen to this speaker, that speaker. We're going to buy this tape. We're going to listen to this show, whatever it is. But you know what? It's like a Band-Aid. It's good maybe for a little while, and you revert right back to where it is. And, you know, I love reading stuff, and I try to listen to at least an hour or more a day if I can find the time to some speaker or something that I like that I feel is prevalent to me or the businesses. And I'm not carrying around that baggage with me. Everybody's had difficulties in their life, no matter what it is, and you just can't let, you know, you can't let somebody put their foot right across your throat and figure, you know, I'm going to take it. So, you know, I see this with a lot of adults, you know, and I want to get into this with you with training the old, you know, the 25 to say 40 sector, because that's an interesting sector, at least with me.
Yeah.
But I find, especially in that age group, there is a lot of baggage, a lot of broken hearts on the side of the road, and everybody's like, well, what do I do? But what's your feeling on that? I mean, you know, I think what it is, I think times are very interesting right now, but a lot of people get hammered in the process. And maybe that's the way it's always been, but now it's out there all the time. So I don't know if that – I just think the generations before you and I – they grew up in a much harder time, harsher time. I just think they were tougher individuals. What do you think about that,
Brandon? I definitely think that. I think just how they dealt with things and the fact that now everything's so in your face and everybody's business is put out there for the most part. I'm like you. I try to avoid things as best I can because I don't want to deal with it. And it's like I tell people, it's not that I don't care about other people. It's just,
right.
For me, it gets to be overwhelming and I can't deal with everyone else's stuff. I've got enough to deal with myself.
Right.
But this whole baggage thing, whether you went through stuff in childhood or as an adult, it could be from family or events or trauma or loss or whatever it is. I always say by the time you get into your 20s and early 30s and things, you're an adult. You either make the choice to keep that going, like you say, anchoring you to the past, pulling you back, dragging you back in, or you deal with it, you cope with it the best you can and move forward. And I think that's where the difference lies for most people. And it doesn't mean that if you've made progress and all of that, that you might not have a bad day or you might have a bad day here and there. And that's okay. But you keep moving forward. And so many people nowadays, and I think the social media perpetuates it, is, you know, they put it out there constantly when they're struggling and they get this attention for it. And so then they kind of get stuck there again and they're not moving forward, even if they kind of think they do. And for me, working with all the different variety of ages, especially that 25 to 40 year old group, I always tell them we've done some stuff called Fit Club, and most of that is psychology. We sit and talk more than we do other things because they're doing fitness classes, they're lifting weights, they're doing some things on their own. But when it's time for us to meet, we sit and talk. And I told them, I said, it's that inner dialogue. It's like if I could fix everybody, you know, and knew something to say or do or a video or a program to do that would fix everybody, you know, that would be awesome. That would be great. There was a pill you could take to get to your goals. Awesome.
Absolutely.
But that's not how it works. And I tell them all the time, it's you. You have to fix your head. It's basically all there. And if I ever do get to the point where, you know, sometimes I say something and it works for somebody. You might say the same thing in a different way to another person and it click. And it's all about finding that little thing that works. And it's, you know, there's quotes out there after one right after the other. And I like it. I don't know exactly what it is word for word, but it's like, you know, you can feel yucky laying on the couch. You can feel yucky going to the gym because you get sore. Or, you know, it's hard work actually, you know, to maintain being overweight and unhealthy. I mean, it's hard. It's a hard life when you're stuck in that perpetual motion of eating bad and feeling bad about yourself. And it's also hard work to get in the gym and get healthy and do what you're supposed to do as far as your health goes. So, and it says choose your heart, you know, and I'm all about it. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, you made those choices. You're an adult, you know, you make your choices. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you won't have your rough times here and there, up and down. But you choose either to keep being sucked into the past or move forward. That's what it boils down to.
Well, you know what? You know what? A lot of it is too, and you and I both know there's always some snake salesman out there selling some program for something. Okay.
Yeah.
And you and I both know from where we come from, even though it's two different sports. None of this stuff, whether you're going to be there's no guarantees that you're going to be a champion or you're going to hit these milestones. But you know what the deal is? You still have the belief and the faith in yourself that you're going to go in there every day, every other day, every 3 days, whatever it is, and you're going to give all you can get. And the thing is, you're going to have, you and I both know, you're going to have days. I've had days where I wanted to quit. I mean, literally wanted to quit. I've had enough of it. But you know what? It's got such a hold on me, and it's such a part of my life. It's like it'd be like giving up your kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's that direct. Okay. But the thing right now is, when there's all kinds of baloney out there that's going to get you this, that, and the other thing, of course, human nature is usually going to be, okay, I'm going to take the lazy way out and spend my money. Or someone's going to tell you, you've got this phobia, that phobia, you don't know how to this, that, and the other thing. It's no wonder why people will be like walking around in circles and not being able to get anywhere. And the thing is, when you're broken down like that mentally, we won't even mention the physical end of it because we know you're suffering on that end. But when you're broken down mentally and you are so attached to a television or media or whatever it is you want to call it, or a phone, whatever you're doing, what's going to happen is you're going to break down more and more.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but, you know, especially with people with job loss. I mean, I read a lot of business section, especially what I do and all that. I mean, the suicide rates in this country are higher than they've ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, how sad is that life you would hate it that much that you can no longer cope? And then, you know, they did a big study, too, on the American dream. And they asked a lot. I can't remember how many people it was, and this was recently. Do you still believe in the American dream? And I believe it came back like 90%+ no. Now, I think that is pathetic,
yeah.
And I think that's all due to what you're sucking in, you know, between visually and your ears. And let me tell you, there's plenty of people. It might not – look, we got a big problem. There's no doubt about it. You've got – I think over 90 million people out of work right now. A lot have stopped looking. I got it. But you know something? There's always an opportunity somewhere.
Definitely.
To do something. Right. And it's like you got to get off your ass and stop feeling sorry for yourself and stop buying into all these, well, I've got this, so I can't do that, or I need this to do that. That's not the case at all. What you need is a shot of inspiration and a big shot of will inside you to go out and do it. So, you know, that's the thing. But as long as we're talking like 25 to 40, when you're getting clients in like that, and I'm sure at that point they've got a lot of baggage, whether it's internally, externally, or both, because that's usually the norm mm-hmm. anyways. You're carrying around inside is showing outside. But what's like one of the biggest factors you see in this group that you really got to deal with, you know, and at times you probably want to bang your head into the wall and say, how many more times is this going to keep happening? But what do you see usually that really gets you?
The craziest thing, and I know this will kind of take us off subject of the mind and things, but the
That's okay.
biggest thing that I see, whether it's a guy, girl,
yep.
strongman, powerlifting, just somebody coming in to get healthy, lose weight, lose fat kind of thing, is diet. And
really?
the center of the brain that's in charge of addiction, you know,
yep.
whether it's sex or gambling or porn or whatever,
yep.
That also controls overeating.
And okay.
it's just crazy because so many people will come in and do all this work, sweat their butts off, and they're doing it. And, you know, it's awesome. They're in there pushing themselves day in, day out, but they'll still eat like crap.
Yep.
And that's the one thing with that age group. And they'll give
yep.
me the excuse, well, I don't have time, you know, and I want to go, I have two full-time jobs. you know, yeah. And then every other week I have three kids.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, and I want to go, I'm just as busy as you. You're just as busy as the next person. And yep. Or they go, you know, well, my kids, I've got to fix stuff for my kids. And I'm like, your kids don't need to eat that crap either. You know,
no, really? Yeah.
I'm like, it's the whole family. And I'm like, it's real food. And that is the chunk of it. That's when I want to bang my head against the wall, because they'll put in the work, the time, the effort to exercise in some form or fashion, and they won't change their diet one bit.
And you know what that is? That's just laziness.
Yes.
Flat out. You know?
Yes.
And you know what the problem is too, like with you and I and everything, especially with the show and everything, you gotta be diplomatic in some ways. I mean, I'd love to grab someone right by the throat and say, you're the laziest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life. You know what I mean? I've let people go from here too. I mean, I'm a guy that believes that when you're bringing garbage in all the time, you are really affecting the whole atmosphere of the gym, whether people are here or not, or the next one coming, or that's where I train too. I don't want that around me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've unfortunately had to tell people, you know, it's not going to work here. You're going to have to make other plans. And they're like, well, why? And I'm like, you know, I just say, you know, you're bringing things here that I can't correct, and you're going to be the one that needs to correct it. Or hopefully you find someone that can help you out,
right.
You know, and I don't like doing that to people, but you got to look at the whole picture around you. And you can't have like one or two malcontents around that, you know, there's one guy in here. I made him leave. I couldn't take it anymore. He was an older guy, had a lot of health problems, and we were doing very well. I think we had knocked, I don't know, 25, 30 pounds off him when they were, you know, I mean, he was diabetic, everything, but I just took my time and everything. But it got to the point where he would keep calling himself Fat Boy.
Oh, no.
I would correct him and say, don't say that. We're on a whole different course now, blah, blah, blah. It got to the point where it was getting ridiculous. And one day I said to him, I said, look, you're not, you know, you might think yourself as a fat boy, but look at what we've done here in the last 6 months. You know, you had no hand strength. You can now open up a jar of pickles, things that we all take for granted.
Right.
And I said to him, you know something, man, I like you personally, but you're no good for here, and you're not good to yourself. When you keep calling yourself that, what do you think your body is jumping onto? I mean, all the good we do here, great, but you're still calling yourself Fat Boy through, you know, through the workout. So I let him go. And obviously he was very hurt by it. He couldn't understand it, but you know, I hope wherever he went, I hope he corrected that problem and took a, you know, put a new face on for it, because I don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
I can be critical of myself. I can be critical of people here, because that's the way things have to be sometimes, but I don't want to keep hearing that kind of dialogue all the time, because
yeah.
it sets me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that, because, you know, if I had a group of say even 10 people at a time here and they're hearing that, they're going to be thinking, what the hell's going on over there? So, you know, can you always choose the correct words? No, because
no.
We're human, and I understand that. But when you're delivering me a constant feed of that was it. So I don't know whatever happened to him. I hope the hell he's doing well, and I hope he's still lost a lot of weight. But I think for many years, you know, this guy had the the stomach surgery.
Yeah.
You know, he was over 400 pounds. So, you know, you're talking about a guy that's probably dealt with a lot of ridicule of himself and other people. So, you know, when we're talking about trying to correct these things, yes, you can. Some you can't. And
right.
I don't know what the answer is with a lot of that. But you know something? This comes down to personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I preach this to everybody that comes here and, you know, on the show all the time. It's like all these things that people say and you're like, yeah, I've heard it before. Well, maybe this time when you and I are talking about it, maybe it feels like they got hit in the head with a sledgehammer and now it connects.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what's got to happen. But When you're dealing with you know the 25 to 40 crowd, what do you what I mean I know we kind of talked about the main thing, but with nutrition. And I, you know, you and I both know how fundamental that is, and you're very involved in that. But if you get the nutrition, I mean, I'm sure some of them you got the nutrition correctly on them. Got to feel dynamite after that, right? Because you're losing the weight, you're keeping what muscle you have, and you have a chance to rebuild. I mean, that's got to be a dynamite feeling. I don't know why anybody would want to come to your establishment, work their ass off, and then go home and, you know, eat five Big Macs, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that would drive me nuts. It's one of those things where I always tell people if they can just even eat healthy for 2 or 3 weeks, and yeah. It doesn't even have to be huge changes. And I mean, even if most of their meals are good and then they kind of have one or two meals, maybe three meals a week that aren't quite as good, they're going to make progress. And it's one of those things where I tell people, I can give you the tools. I can give you all these tools. I can give you all these different ways of doing things, whether it's your diet or your training, but they have to fix it. They have to be the one to do it. And I joke with people because they like those quick fixes. Like you were saying earlier, you know, there's every pill out there. There's every program out there. My thing is, if there was a pill or something that worked magically or that quickly, every doctor in America would prescribe it. And so I try to tell people the only thing that's going to work is your diet and working hard. And it takes time. It's a slow progress, but as long as they keep moving forward, they will get there. It just may take a while.
It takes a lot of guts, too, to change.
Yes.
You know, people don't think that it's a big deal. It is a big deal. When you've been sitting in the same old chair for how long, and suddenly, you know, somebody prods you out of it, and you've got to start doing something, it's a big thing. Some of us don't look at it that way, but I think the majority of America is very strapped down to the same old thinking. And when it's reinforced via media, it's going to be a very hard thing to get rid of. I'll tell you what, I would love to have a place. I'm sure you've seen Rocky IV, even though he didn't go to Russia, it was in the U.S., but it was still great. I would love to have a training establishment in a place just like that. Come, drop yourself off, see if you can take it.
Yeah.
Because what I think you need to do when you are in that form of, I won't call it desperation, but critical mass here, you need to go away. You need to remove yourself from everything, and you need surely to toughen up. His name's Wim Hof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever heard of him. If not, they call him the Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have one of his gentlemen that work with him, this gentleman named Casper. They go in the middle of nowhere, and they train pretty much with just a pair of shorts on.
Wow.
Unless you're a woman, obviously, they put the top on, but that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Standing in snow.
Crazy.
And finding out how much the body can take. I mean, this has been years of study, too, and he's pretty much proved that cold is not the killer, all right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting stuff, but I do believe when there's something that you really want to do, you really, you know, and I know it doesn't afford everybody that because, you know, like yourself, you have children, you have a gym, you have responsibilities, same with me, but you know what? I when I go to Iceland and get the Húsafell stone for the last time and march around that pen, you can bet I'll have somebody with me and we'll be doing a live show right from the Jeep pen, all right? Now, the thing I'm trying to say here is this. When you can remove yourself pretty much mentally and from the physical end of everything that you're immersed into every day of the week, just think of what you would do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go to a place like where Rocky trained in Russia, supposedly, and you're running and you're out in that barn with a dirt floor and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To me, what I've learned over the years, visual can sometimes be more impact than words.
Yes.
And by that, I'll explain. You walk up to somewhere that looks like it means business, that might be just the key that turns you on to business. And I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer in that. The way I set stuff up when I train, I really try to set up a visual all the time. You know, make it look as ugly as it can, know, you walk into the power rack and there's just sweat dots all over the floor, you know, stuff like that. But it makes you think and respond. Response is the main thing. What do you think on that?
I agree. If you were to walk into my gym, you would be like, yep. It's a large, large space. We have lots yep. of space, but yep. it's an old garage at a dealership. Cool. So it is old school. You walk back to the weights. It's nothing fancy. It is hardcore free weights, you know, yep. no matter what yep. you're into. There's chalk everywhere. There's the loud music. There's probably yep. some cobwebs in the corner, which That's happens okay. often,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
but it's very intimidating. And yep. of course, there's that select population. That is their bread and butter. They're all about yep. it. But if yep. you're wanting the nice, shiny, matchy-matchy, super yep. clean look, that's not us. And no. to me, walking into my gym is very intimidating. And you have to have that mindset. The people that come to my gym do have a different mindset than the one that's just going to go to some, you know, popular gym with all the colors and all the machines. And yeah. I like it that way. You know,
yeah.
it weeds out the people, like we've said, you know, that sometimes you just got to go, I can't deal with you.
yeah. yeah. And it's like, I'm not coming back. you know what I mean? It's like go to these places that like to say, well, we don't believe in any type free weights because you're going to get hurt. And then they'll be like, we only have, you know, machines and great, great. And then they'll say, we don't judge and we have donuts. Why even have the doors open?
Yeah.
Donut day in a gym. That's great.
Yeah.
I know that we're just about out of time, but I want to ask you, this is a question specifically for you and I'm going to answer one too. With powerlifting, obviously we know, you know, you're a competitor, the whole deal. What do you think is your greatest attribute as a champion yourself? What I mean, I'm sure you got more than one, but if I was sitting down face to face with you and I was interviewing like you are now and I'm looking right at you, what would you say to me you feel is your greatest attribute?
What I think it would be is probably the heart. And Good. And that's kind of that driving force. When I'm into something, I'm passionate about it. I give my everything. I'm consistent with it, you know, constantly push forward. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think for many people, that's where it lies. And for me, especially, you know, mm-hmm. if it's something I want, I have that drive for, my heart is in it. And that's not going to let me fail. It's not going to let me, you know, slack off. It's going right. to keep me going, bad days and all. I'm still yep. going to be in the gym working on what I want to work on. And I think for many, that's, you know, their biggest attribute when it comes to achieving their goals.
Absolutely. I'll say mine I like is domination.
Yeah.
I try to just dominate everything I can, even when I can't and I'm getting pushed back. I'm still going to go after it until I succeed with it. And, that all just comes from, I think, experience. You and I both know when you first pick up a weight, you don't know where you're going with it. You don't know if you're going to continue in a week from now with it. But I think all these things we're talking about today, and especially what you and I feel is our attribute, is this. We didn't learn that over a day. That took weeks, months, decades, you know, the whole deal. And it's like anything, business, anything we do here, to become a success, however you choose to fashion that, it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of learning. It's going to take a lot of falls. It's going to – some is going to work out for you. Some you're going to have to change up on. But it's a very interesting process, and it's really the process we call life.
Yeah.
And it's like if you don't want to join the party, then get the hell out.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean in a detrimental way, but it's like get out of the way. Just get out of the way, and if you want to exist the way you feel you want to exist, fine. But you know something, the people that just want to exist, you know, I just know from being around them for many years in work, it's always a constant struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a complaint every day. If it's not, they hate their job or their boss. They can't stand their spouse or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, or the kids are nothing but a pain in the ass and they're causing all kinds of trouble. Well, you know something? You need to look at yourself because you're a reflection and they're a reflection of you.
Yeah.
And this is what I always liked about training and stuff. You know, people can call it anything they want or egos and all that. You know something? If people took more of a real good look-see at what we're talking about here and just got in with the right people, I guarantee you'd never leave it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that, because not only are you going to set goals and attain them, but it's going to transcend all through you. You don't realize you can't lift weights and not become mentally stronger. You can't lift weights and not become spiritually stronger. You can't lift weights and not become generous with your time, because you're going to love it so much with the passion or whatever you want to call it that it's like this show. I just want to get this all over the universe. Mm-hmm. It's so important, and I feel we're going to change. I know we have already. But we're going to change minds out there, and that is the most essential thing that I could ever do in my life. Obviously, this is my livelihood. I got to survive all that. But when it comes down to it, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's called giving back. And you know, a lot of people say that, I know, but I seriously love giving back, and I seriously, you know, I want to have more communication with people and do more things with both websites that's going to engage you more. But I'll leave it at that. If you want to summarize, Anthony Brandy, give out all your information. I'll give mine. And if you'd hang on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
All right. I just wanted to say one more thing, if I can, real quick.
Shoot.
I think the world would be a lot better off if people would compliment each other more. It can be something simple, something, you know, but make sure it's true and sincere. And I think if people did that, you know, even as a coach, remind people how far they've traveled towards their goal. You know, even just giving a smile to someone, because so many people do have that battle going on inside. And I think if more people did that, it would make a difference to people, because their inner dialogue, you know, if someone was saying the same things to that person that they say in their head to their self, they wouldn't allow it. And so I think if we can all just be a little more positive inside and with each other, it will go a long way. And so just thought that I needed to say that.
No, I agree with you. No, you're right. Because you know something, why are you going to be saying things to yourself like that when outside you never let anybody talk to you like that?
And that would fix a lot of problems for a lot of people, especially when it comes to being in the gym and trying to reach some goals. So, but yeah, people can hit me up on Facebook at Trilogy Performance Sports. My number is listed there. You can message me, and I enjoy helping people any way I can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what it's all about. And I don't think we got enough of that, but, you know, I don't know where things are headed. All I can say is we try to do everything we can here, because I think it's just, you know, I always say near the end, like when my mom used to always tell us as kids, you know, about giving somebody a smile or hello, because that might be all they get. And that's not far-fetched, because I remember always saying, you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
You really don't, you know what I mean? And some people handle it, some can't. And it's like, couldn't you just offer a little bit, even if you don't know the person, it's like a little friendship towards them, make them not think that they are worthless, because there's so many people out there that feel that all the time. And it's like, what a terrible way to have to live your life. And now, look, I'm not saying you can't change it. I'll only go so far with the pity party.
Right.
But you know something, it doesn't hurt to be kind to somebody.
Exactly.
You got everything out?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Also, too, don't forget to unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. That's Steven Santangelo, Primal Creations at AOL.com. Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. Check that out. Don't forget, too, the Bull Moose Bar, which is on sale from AtomicAthletic.com. It's regularly $329. It is on sale right now till June 13th for $269, an exceptional revolving 2-inch bar. It's approximately 84 7/16 in length, and it's 58 pounds. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't endorse anything, but I'll tell you, when I say it, I mean I've had it. I've used it for two workouts. It's an exceptional bar. That's all I'm telling you. I mean, the knurling is beautiful on it, the rotation of the bar. And if you've had bicep tears or anything like that, I would highly and strongly tell you to go out and check it out at least. Go out to atomicathletic.com, tell Roger Motivation and Muscle sent you. Also, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Like I always say, we're talking about all this today. You know, make an investment in yourself. I mean, it's not that hard, but you got to put your foot forward and do it. Also, too, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. That's on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Those are my two biggest products to date. All I can tell you is they're reasonably priced, and you will get monster results. So take a look at those two things, too. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. Also, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We thank everybody. That's what we've gotten. If there's a show you'd like Brandy and I to do, you can contact me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with these five things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them some type of inspiration. Even if it's a short talk or you're telling them about lifting, get them inspired, get them interested. You never know what you're creating when you do that. Also, as I said before, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to go out and lift today, bend it, break it, push it, press it, squat it, and if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We don't follow anyone's path. We clear cut our own. And as I say on every article I write at the end, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. When you dominate your goal. When you obliterate your goal, you filled it. And if you just have an off day, put the biggest damn dent you can in it and let it know you're coming back another day to win it. It's very important, and you need to think on those terms. Also, too, as Russell Fur said, who will be a guest this Saturday on the show, he's listened to the M&M since the beginning. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. I thank you for that, Russell, and we will say that for the next 30 years till the day we sign off. Very important. Brandy, great show. It was good to hear from you and talk to you, and we'll get you on if you've got some time next month. But thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and I'll be on anytime.
Okay. So before we sign off, though, as I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road. Tell 100 of your friends about us, because if you don't, we're coming for you anyways. So for Brandy Holloman, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Like I said, we're going to get her on in July, and I'm sure we'll have something good. And this show is going to be up before the weekend. So like I always say to everybody, have a great week. You know, go out and do something that's really worthwhile, man. There's a lot of people that need your help out there. And if you're competing or anything, go out and just crush everything you get into. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.